The Blessed by Gertrude Kolmar. I am in the darkness and alone. In front of me stands the door. When I open it, I am bathed in light. There are a father, a mother, and sister, a dog which, dumb, still barks in friendliness. How can I lie? And how can I say that I, hidden there in the darkness, have not come to harm them? I drag myself over the threshold. Snow blossoms in my eyes. I saw him bowing to me courteously. How much that hurt me. How could my heart find peace when round it raced the voice of the old man? I live in coldness. I dried my tears and went to where the man was eating with his family. It was so calm and loving a reception. I felt the violin sounding inside me, at first so sweetly, so gently. They will never sound again when I have finished. Fear drenched my hands. Beneath me, I could almost taste my womb. A sneer seemed to say, "Have you no shame? What have you done with the wedding ring on your finger? Terrible thief, where did you hide your courage? Does the nakedness of my right hand mean so little to me?" I felt so poor and naked. I wriggled in my chair and trembled to think what I must do. Pity clawed at my heart and shook my body like a tree in a winter field blown by the wind shedding leaves. I told myself it was time to go, scolding my wan, faded self for my little worries. Pleased with myself again, I steeled myself for the torture. The joy of it! Oh, how I want to be just like an animal and be happy again! I sharpen my claws with a knife. It is still night, and that thing called shame, I may not let it show itself. I know the train that tears through the woods. I go out to the unfeeling rails. Weary, I am glad to go to bed, running across two flat sticks of iron.